Please be seated. I thank you all for coming this evening as we give God thanks for this great holiday wherein we remember the great providence of God on the people of this country. Thanksgiving is that one holiday that unites all the religions, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, all of us celebrate as we bear in mind the goodness of God to the pilgrims that came years ago. Remember, as the history books tell us, they were in England, they were persecuted, they went to Holland, and then they took the Mayflower to here, and it was through hard work and struggle that they survived. And after their survival, they were able to come up with this grand idea that has Christian values. The pilgrims were firm in their belief in God. They had the Bible as their chief guide, and they were able to come up with this great Thanksgiving Day. So we give God thanks for the work that the men and women put that you and I today can benefit. Every time we come to Holy Communion, to the Lord's Supper, it's also thanks that we are giving to God. So every Eucharist, every Mass could be called a Mass of Thanksgiving, because that is what Mass is all about, Thanksgiving. The central part of every communion service is always introduced with these words: let us give thanks to our Lord God. Let us give thanks to our Lord God. So the Mass, Holy Communion, includes many other themes. When people gather, they come in prayer to praise. We come to ask God's help. We come also to remember our loved ones as they suffer, to pray. We come also at Eucharist every Sunday reminded of the death and resurrection of Christ. So Thanksgiving, the Mass, is a vehicle for preaching the gospel of Christ. In every instance, though, it is a way to tell God thanks. Thanks for the love that God has poured upon us. Thanks for the blessings we have received from Him. Thanks for all that He has done for us in Jesus. Thanks to God for the faith we have, and not only the faith we have, but the hope that you and I as Christians have. And that is why the church today is relevant. Many people in the world are asking today, is church really relevant? Should we really stop to thank God? Yes, many people stop to thank God only when the going gets rough. But when things are nice and smooth, we tend to forget God. And again, as I started, those pilgrims who suffered without home, without the convenience of shops and so forth, they did everything, cleared the land, built their own lives, all because of the guidance and strength and hope that they had in God. So every day for the Christian is Thanksgiving Day. Certainly every Sunday is Thanksgiving Day. We are called simply to remember and say thanks. In our day, with so large a number of people that are finding it very inconvenient to attend a church, I wonder whether we have forgotten that Holy Communion is our great prayer of thanks, whether they have forgotten to be grateful. To be grateful. Gratitude is what it's all about. Sure, most of us have worked hard for what we have, but we forget many times that if it weren't for the health, if it weren't for the values we have been given, Christian values, we would not have been able to accomplish much. Think about it. Were it not for the values that we hold as Christians, if we were not firm in our values, then we would not have been able to accomplish much. We forget. And so we are reminded. We are reminded by what we call a tradition that goes all the way back to the year 1622 by that colony of settlers who were glad to have survived. Glad to have survived during that year. They had lost half of their colony the previous winter. And this tradition was made a national holiday during another difficult time. And that difficult time was in 1863. It was the third year of the Civil War. Third year of the Civil War. So it is unfair to say this of everyone, but it seems sometimes that the more we human beings are given, the less grateful we become. We are reminded by our faith that thanksgiving is nothing more than an attitude. An attitude that we carry with us all the time. The Christian carries this attitude with him or her all the time. And as we hear St. Paul telling us in Scripture, he says these words, dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. Dedicate yourselves to thankfulness. So it is an attitude that is a basic part of our personalities. It comes from humility, knowing that we are indebted to the goodness of our Creator. When we know how indebted we are, then this leads us to joy. If we want to find joy, we have to start being grateful. If we want to find joy, we have to start being grateful. A person who is always wanting more and more, a person who is never satisfied, a person who thinks the world owes him or her a living, that person will never find joy. It is simply that. It is only when we know how blessed we are that God has taken us to where we are now. It is only when we know how blessed we are that we will begin to experience joy. But we will only now know how blessed we are when we start cultivating that virtue of gratitude. That virtue of gratitude. So we come today as Americans to thank God for the help he gave to the pilgrims, for the help he's given us now, to be so fortunate to find ourselves in this blessed country. And it's our prayer that we will continue to grow in gratitude day by day, so that we will always remember the giver of life, God himself. Amen.